The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott.
You can tell it's Monday.
God, it's Monday. I'm trying to find my microphone. Where the hell's my microphone? 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, and the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drop. Just there yesterday. We're going to talk in a minute. Gosh, you know what? It's Tobacco and Brew has been sponsoring us from when I had a show on another network. And I can't say enough about Shelly. Saw Shelly yesterday and the gang down there at Tobacco and Brew. But we're going to talk. Like I said, we'll talk about that in a couple minutes. Good morning there, Bob. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, pretty good. And readjusting the nature of our computer system, since it's not tied to the Internet, the one that runs all our programming, requires that I come in to manually change the clock.
Oh, yeah. Well, can't you? Oh, right at that moment?
Well, it has to be done after midnight.
Oh, okay.
Because otherwise the system isn't smart enough to figure out to make the change on its own. And it has to be done at about 1:05 a.m. to reset, because you have to stay on the same day.
Well, did that break into your partying?
It broke into my sleep cycle, because then I'm all wired up and didn't get to bed till about 3 or so.
Well, thank you. And that needs to go on the manual, too, huh?
Not on with luck.
Today.
With smiling good fortune.
Today is the day.
That what? We're with our new
a
system.
A new system will be ordered
today,
and should be in place.
Today is the day we're ordering a new system.
Okay, well, let's give you an update. Speaking of a good day and how fabulous and happy Monday we've been through, you know, the time change and the beginning of November, fabulous as it is, the 5th of November tomorrow. We know we're starting to feel this angst with the voting, but let's just calmly get into our Monday morning, 7:07 in the morning. Currently 57 degrees. Our highs today will be 75. They've been beautiful fall days. That's what we are looking at all the way till Friday. Mostly clear tonight with 52. Tomorrow calls for a sunny with our temperatures and clear skies around 75 as well, lows of 53, and let's just progress. I'll give you the highs through the rest of the week. Sunny on Wednesday with 75, Thursday 75, and Friday goes up to 77. Saturday is 75, and Veterans Day, which is Sunday, will be 76. And, of course, we are going to be out doing the Veterans Day Parade in Shasta Lake City. We encourage you to join us. We'll be what do you want to call it, the MCs, when the people come through?
Well, we just announce it as they come
announcing
through.
Announcing it, yeah. All right. And we're up on the stands there, and I think there's every year, I think there's more entries.
And it's great. It's going to be a beautiful
every
day.
Every marching band, I mean, it's just really awesome. What a beautiful day to come see the parade.
Yeah, you know, I think we're going to be talking about it later on this morning, but breakfast starts, I think, at 6 o'clock in the morning there at the fire station. You can get pancakes, sausage, eggs, milk, coffee, orange juice, all that kind of stuff there. Also for that, you know, a couple of the things that are happening this week. Thursday, we're down at Cornerstone Bank for the RABA for donations for veterans, so they can ride the bus all year, and that's worked out very well. And then, of course, Friday, our usual, we're down at Crown Motors, and Crown Motors is sponsoring our Veterans Day message. We're going to have a number of veterans there. We're going to also have Crown Motors also donates $100 every time they sell a car to a local veterans organization, and that's also wonderful. So can't say enough to Steve and all the gang down there at Crown Motors for what they do for our veterans.
I love it.
Yeah. Now, speaking of veterans, yesterday afternoon, we were invited to a ceremony honoring a fellow Marine, but also somebody that was very important to this community. Most of the community doesn't even know him. And his name is Bruce Compton, Sergeant Bruce Compton, United States Marine Corps, served in Vietnam. Bruce Compton was the one that organized and led the Patriot Guard Riders here in Northern California. Bruce is the one that started it. And as you know, the Patriot Guard Riders was started, a national group was started because of the Westboro Baptist Church. That's the last time I will use the word church because they're not a church, they're a cult. The Westboro Baptist cult, where they would go to funerals of military or firefighters or police and say just horrible, horrible things. Hope you're burning in hell, blah, 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 because this is what America deserves. Well, the Patriot Guard Riders was formed to put a barrier between these cultists and the family with a barrier of flags and strength and determination. No physical confrontation. They would just get there and put themselves between them. And that's what Bruce did. He formed the Patriot Guard Riders up here in Northern California. He also, and so yesterday, a lot of people showed up at Tobacco and Brew in their spare room there and sat down and we talked about Bruce, about the memories that people had of Bruce Compton.
It was a great memorial because, we just kind of sat around and had coffee. It was almost like therapy. That's what it felt like, all right, I have a story to say. And then somebody would chime in and remember that time? And then, I think that for some people, like some veterans, Carl, correct me if I'm wrong, kind of go inward and there's like a brotherhood. This is what I've experienced with the Patriot Guard Riders and going out there in front of Tobacco and Brew. And when you and I first got together, it was just this kind of knowing without talking that you guys have been in places that other people could not even imagine.
Well, and the thing was, is after Bruce was one of the first people I met when I came up here that first day when I drove up here. And the thing about it is that Bruce was the kind that, and we did, we used to meet down at Tobacco and Brew, and all the bikes would be parked out there, and everybody would be sitting around. And depending on where the sun was at, if the sun was on the front of the Tobacco and Brew, we'd park ourselves out in the front. Everybody'd sit there, and you didn't even know the names of some people. I mean, I never knew the real names of many people because they all had nicknames. One was Indian Dan with the cracker, and then there was, of course, the Indian. We have several Indians there, Pigpen, and the Stallion. I mean, it was just all of these, and Bruce was the focus of all this, but not because he would bring attention to himself, but Bruce was in charge. When he got, when the guard riders got up to escort, say, a fallen warrior who was on his way to his final resting place, Patriot Guard Riders would do that before the MIAP was in there. And then the MIAP and the Patriot Guard Riders kind of combined to do a variety of these things. But it was Bruce that was the glue. It was Bruce that, people were nying at each other. He's the one that would end it just by a few words. Everybody respected Bruce. Everybody respected Bruce. And he was just a wonderful, wonderful person. Moved up to be with his kids, closer to his kids.
In Idaho,
and then into Washington State. So he's being buried this spring, interred this spring, and he's going to have cherry trees planted around him because he loved cherries. He loved the Washington State cherries.
Hey, let's take an early break. We're going to go into a couple of 5 things you need to know. And we have some guests coming on talking of veterans because it's all Veterans Week. And at 8 o'clock, we have Enjoy. We have them always the first Monday of the month. It's always great to have them on because especially I think we need right now to just kind of like, again, breathe some positivity into our community and our outlying areas. We've got some, tragic news, all kinds of things in the news that are heavy.
And Saturday Night Live comedian who thinks it's funny to poke fun to he thinks it's funny to make a joke of a veteran's wounds. And I've just got to talk about that one just for a couple minutes, just so everybody knows the level of that our quote comedy reaches, on NBC. So, hey, this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. And you know what? We've needed Sleep Number this week. We have been on the go. See, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then Thursday, Friday, or you today, and then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday again.
Yeah, we're going to gear up here for a big week. But you're right. It's not how you really replenish yourself is through a good night's sleep. We know that. It's also, you know, so many studies about your health and your wellness. So when we talk about our Sleep Number bed, yes, they are sponsors, but we own the bed. We sleep. I mean, how many hours a day or night do you spend in bed?
Somebody asked me the other day, do you have a Sleep Number?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, for like 5 years we've had a Sleep Number. It's great. Mm-hmm. So, you know, my Sleep Number setting is 60. And Linda's Sleep Number is...
I put mine down to 45 last night.
45. And we can do that because you have the dual air capabilities. And so you can have firmness on either side, so you don't have to compromise. You know, marriage is a compromise, right? Mm-hmm. Well, on the way you sleep is not a compromise. You know, that's a big thing, too. But it is great for a good night's sleep. And they have this 360 smart bed that as you move, it senses your move, and it automatically adjusts to you.
That'd be a cute commercial.
And during the Veterans Day sale, you can save $400 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 C4 smart bed. Now only $1,299. Plus, there's exclusive savings reserved for military and veterans. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. So you can head on down to the Target Shopping Center, go on in, tell them Carl and Linda sent you, and then try out one of the beds. Sleep Number. We'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR 1460.
My name is Gabe. I am 23 years old, and I grew up in Reading. For many, Reading is where you took your first steps, had your first kiss, drove your first car, earned your first paycheck. Reading has had many firsts. This summer, Reading experienced one of the largest wildfires in California history. Many homes were destroyed. Now, Reading will make its first epic comeback.
We went through the Great Recession. We are challenged daily by crime and numerous social issues, and then the car fire happened. Hi, I'm Joe Comenti, your candidate for Shasta County Board of Supervisors. As 38,000 people were fleeing the fire, first responders performed at near superhuman levels, never giving in and never backing down. Our community immediately rallied. Businesses, churches, not-for-profits, family, friends, and neighbors offered food, shelter, and emotional support. Today we are coming back stronger and more determined. We are rebuilding. My name is Joe Comenti, and I'm asking you to elect me to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors in District 1. It's time for leadership for Shasta County.
Paid for by the committee to elect Joe Comenti.
At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our local veterans. And we hope you will also with a donation this Thursday at the Bus Pass Donation Drive taking place at Cornerstone Bank on Cypress Avenue between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. Your kind donation will provide free bus passes for local veterans who rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. You can also make your donation online at robberide.com. Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. And right now, receive 50% off your frames, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. See our store for complete details. We accept all major credit cards, offer a military discount, and do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation's annual Turkey Trot is coming. Trot on down to Shasta Regional Medical Center to register, or visit ShastaRegional.com and register online. There's the Diesel Horse Dash for the Little Gobblers, the 2-mile walk fun run for the entire family, and this year's timed race will be a rerouted 4.49 miles due to the trail damage from the car fire. Register by November 16th. Join the largest community run and walk Thanksgiving morning, the Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation Turkey Trot. A portion of this year's event will benefit Sacramento River Trail fire restoration projects.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
All right.
Casey and our 1460 on this Monday morning.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody. 23 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, and it's 57 degrees, going up to 75 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Alliance Heating and Air bringing you this portion of the show. 25 years in the business, voted best in the North State. A better-known business. I mean, there's three things right there. The reason to go to Alliance Heating and Air, and here's your fourth one. They're the ones that handle all of our HVAC needs. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.law.
Time to really get your, if you've been putting it off.
Eventually we'll get cold.
But if you've been putting it off, please, when you hear this message today, right now, give them a call, get in the queue so that you can get your filters replaced, because we all know that we had 3 months, 4 months of just, you know, the horrible air quality. And now when you're going to be pumping up your heating in the summer, in the wintertime. Okay. Anyway, enough. So I know you want to rant. You've got this thing.
I just have this thing.
I came around the room the other day, and you were, I was like, what? I thought you were watching football.
Well, I don't watch. I can't watch football, just watch football. I've got to do other things, too. This one, Saturday Night Live, which is, you know, it's obviously a, you know, liberal show that, barely. Well, you know, every so often it does poke fun at liberals. But most of the time it's attacks against the, you know, against Trump and other conservative groups. But they got this guy named Pete Davidson. I guess he was Ariana Grande's boyfriend, her fiance, and she dumped him, right? She dumped him very publicly. And he comes on Saturday Night Live and he talks about, oh my gosh, we have to move on, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then this past Saturday, he comes on and he starts talking about the way people look in politics. And he talks about, you know, a couple people. Then he brings up the GOP candidate for Congress from Texas, Dan Crenshaw. Just so happens that Dan Crenshaw was a former Navy SEAL, medically retired as a lieutenant commander. He had had three tours in Afghanistan and Iraq. On his third tour, IED went off, blowing him up, cost him the sight in his right eye. And his left eye, but through a series of operations, he got the sight back in his left eye. He wears a patch over that eye. And so this guy Davidson comes up and he says, oh, you know, look at this guy from Texas, this guy Crenshaw, Dan Crenshaw. No, he's not a hitman in a porno movie. I just lost his eye somehow in war or, you know, or something. Just like that. And when that hit, I mean, that is the epitome of low life, is Pete Davidson. The epitome of low life. To go after a man who lost an eye in combat for this country. And he did it as a joke. Now, Crenshaw had every right in the world to come back and say, I'm coming to visit you. I'm going to find you, and I'm going to put one of your eyes out. No, he didn't do that. What he said was, hey, you know what? I try not to be offensive to people, and I realize that they think this is a joke, but making a joke about wounds of our veterans isn't funny. And he says, yeah, he said, I don't want him fired. He doesn't even have to apologize, but this is the problem, that you think you can do this, and it's being funny. He says, I'm not into this political correctness. You know, he wants to say that, but this what he said was absolutely wrong. And let me put it this way. I know that Pete Davidson is taking the high road. I mean, Dan Crenshaw is taking the high road. But Pete Davidson deserves to be fired over this. He deserves not to be on that show anymore. And Saturday Night Live deserves to make an apology to not Crenshaw specifically, but any veteran out there. When they go on to you make a joke, it wasn't even funny, about the wounds. And he knew, it wasn't the fact that he didn't know. He knew he lost his eye in combat. He said it, or whatever, or something. I mean, that is low. That is the epitome of low.
There are places on this small planet where mocking the military can be a life-ending experience. These people fought, bled, and many died. Just so idiots like that could have their say.
That's right. And he does it as a joke. Didn't someone make fun of McCain when he ran for president? Again, still unacceptable. Unacceptable. This is what somebody said in the chat room. So, I hope you don't think that I'm saying it's okay for, if it's a Republican that gets picked on or who it was that did it. No, it's thoroughly. It's thoroughly reprehensible if you're making fun of somebody. If you're going after them because they're, for the political views, that's one thing. But if you're making fun of them, that's something else. CB. Okay.
Well, it's no longer enough to challenge someone on their political views. You have to take them out personally.
A hitman in a porno film. Really good. Really good. You know what? And what you should do is go to Saturday Night Live, see who their sponsors are. One of them is Bud Light. So today, when I have some time, if I have some time today, if not today, it'll be tomorrow, I'm going to go to Bud Light because they have a special place there that you can say what you want to complain about, and I am going to complain about it. I've got a list of sponsors for Saturday Night Live and say, this is the first time I've ever done this. I'm complaining about this guy. I've never done anything like that before because I kind of feel like, well, you got a right.
Free speech.
But I have a right to say I don't like it.
Right.
So there.
You have
okay.
A right.
Five
okay,
things.
No, well, you go ahead. Stretch.
Well, I'm just thinking if Antifa has this right to get into the conservatives' faces and scream at them in a public place, I've got the right to go to a sponsor of something I disagree with and voice my opinion.
Absolutely. You know what? Here it is. I think what he did was wrong. But here's the other thing too. How would you like it if just somebody came up, punched you in the face, got you on the ground, and threatened to put your eye out? I think things are different then, huh? And then make fun of you afterwards. Hey, somebody beat him up, cut his eye out. Oh, let's make fun about Pete Davidson. He's a jerk. He's a total jerk.
Probably call one of those cops
he
despises.
And this is one of the reasons. If he's like that, this is kind of like why probably Ariana Grande dumped him. Because she knew, you're a jerk.
Okay, midterms.
Midterms.
Okay, we've reached the final days of midterm election cycle. Unlike any other. With 5 rallies in 2 days where he's taking an... apocalyptic terms about immigration. The Democrats, led by big rallies with former President Obama, hope the unprecedented level of early voting this cycle means they've juiced turnout enough among the supporters. Okay, this is all the things that are in headlines about these what's happening across the states. This is really, really huge, right, what's happening here in the next. So we do hope you go out, and if you haven't voted tomorrow, we vote in person.
We do. We always do that.
Okay, number two, Iran sanctions. The Trump administration is set to reimpose all sanctions against Iran today. The sanctions were lifted as part of the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement, which President Trump pulled the U.S. out of earlier this year.
Good.
Okay.
They're the largest carrier terrorist backer in the world, providing money, funds, weapons.
All right, so the next thing is Indonesia plane crash, a couple of big developments. Lion Air Flight 610, the plane was intact and its engine running when it plunged into the Java Sea last week, killing 189 people. This means it didn't explode in the air. They also confirmed the pilots reported issues flying the plane on another route the day before the crash.
Wow.
All right. So
Don't fly.
Big drop in altitude. After 10 minutes in the air, the plane dropped as it was losing power. Number four, Brexit. Now, the Brexit vote, it's what at least 60 UK business leaders are pushing for as fears grow that the country will leave the EU in March without a deal. The business leaders published a letter in a newspaper calling for a people's vote on Brexit. They want this because the proposals the UK and EU are hashing out right now are not as good as the current deal we have inside the EU.
Well, see, this is thank you to the this is what happens when your government doesn't want to do something the people say.
Okay, number
five. And
this
is the people voted for it, so do it.
All right, number five, corporal punishment. America's pediatricians are doubling down on their opposition to spanking. In a new policy statement coming out today from the American Academy of Pediatrics, the group says adults caring for children should use healthy forms of discipline like positive reinforcement and not spanking, hitting, threatening, humiliating, or shaming. The new statement, which updates a policy the group out of 20 years ago, describes how several studies have found associations between spanking and aggressive child behavior as well as adolescent depression.
If I may make one brief correction, the airliner that crashed was a Lion Air, not a Ryan Air.
I thought I said Lion.
It's okay.
But it's okay. It could be the way I'm. Maybe my mouth isn't really working.
You know what?
Eyes are working.
They're right about one thing. You know, if my dad reached out and popped me on the rear end, it momentarily depressed me because I just went, okay, I won't do that again. And I wouldn't. You know, so this. Okay.
That aircraft That aircraft reportedly had a list of malfunctions from a previous day.
Well, okay, we're going to take a break now because we're out. We're out of time. And but anyway, those are the five. Just kind of want to get what you've found. Now, those are the top five. Things you must know today.
It bothers me that they were having problems the day before on that flight, and they reported it, and then they went, used it the next day. But you know what? There are so many malfunctions. If you look at a list of these things that pilots fell out on the aircraft, a lot of them though just mean okay, this light is not as bright. Okay, this it doesn't mean that they can't fly. But these two pilots said that they're having problems with that flight the day before. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Holly Bail Bonds. Are you tired of the way the government keeps putting more people back on the streets, bad people, people that shouldn't be out of jail? Well, they passed this SB 10 that does away with bail. Totally does away with bail, but you can fight back what we're just talking about. We can fight back by signing a petition that gets this on a ballot. But we need to get this petition signed by November the 26th. So head on down to 1737 Placer Street, Holly Bail Bonds, and sign this petition. This SB 10 was totally opposed by crime victims, law enforcement, civil rights advocates, and public safety leaders. I mean, you can't get that many different groups together unless something's really bad, and that's SB 10. 1737 Placer Street, Holly Bail Bonds. Go on down and sign that petition. You might see it out in front of, like, Trader Joe's and a couple other places, too. Walk over and sign it. We need to have another say about should we do away with bail. Okay, it's about 7:32 in the morning, 57 degrees. We'll be right back.
Are lovely people and they're committed to our community. Those are the people that we want helping shape policy and running our communities.
His honest, down-to-earth, straightforward way of approaching things. He thinks outside the box.
Vote for Michael because he has a heart for people and he wants to see things change. He has the education and knowledge to address our city's financial hardships, and I believe he's going to see those through.
I'm Michael DeQuisto, a candidate for Reading City Council. The biggest issue we face is a dramatic increase in quality of life crimes. One-third of the 10,000 arrests made last year came from only 300 criminals. With 300 more jail beds, we could get them off our streets. This is not a city problem or a county problem. It is a community problem and needs a community solution. If elected, I will use every available resource to give us the safe and prosperous community we deserve.
Vote Michael DeQuisto, paid for by the committee to elect Michael DeQuisto to the Reading City Council 2018.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. And yes, we are going to be going FM. You know that. We're going to have different call letters, but we'll be simulcasting. And it'll be exciting. So
this portion of the show brought to you by Craftmaster Windshield Repair, a better-known business. He's been in the business for a couple of decades, too. Professional, quality workmanship, whether it's a crack or whether it's a chip smaller than a dime or just even a star on your windshield. Up to cracks over 2.5 feet in length. Jeff Wurst can handle it. He does not want to risk your family or you. So he makes sure that this windshield is repaired, and he guarantees his work for life. Give him a call, 241-8373, for an appointment today, or stop by 3208 South Market Street, right here in town.
Currently 57 degrees in the downtown studios. Our highs today will be 75. With our lows of 53, and the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Good Monday morning to you.
And we're here with Melissa Estrada and Celestina Traver. Of course, Celestina is our Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, of course.
And everybody.
And Melissa is the transportation planner for the City of Reading and Public Works in RABA. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's that time of the year again.
It is.
We are talking about RABA Salute to the Veterans. So talk to us about this, Melissa.
So it's our favorite event. RABA supports a lot of events throughout the year, but the RABA Salute to Veterans is our favorite. It's just a beautiful display of flags, and there's just so much honor in honoring our veterans in preparation for Veterans Day. This year it will be held at Cornerstone Community Bank on East Cypress Avenue. And we receive community donations to provide veterans, bus passes for the veterans. So for every dollar that is donated, RABA will provide 50 cents towards bus passes, which were then provided to the VSO and distributed by the VSO as well.
Veteran Service Officer, so
absolutely.
How many did you give out last year? Do you remember?
Oh, my goodness. Probably about 800. Yeah, about 800.
That's pretty yes. cool. So now these bus passes are good for just each for a ride, or is it for like a month or what?
So each pass is a $10 punch card,
okay.
And those it's just for a $10 value, whether it's on our bus services or our paratransit services. Paratransit is the smaller van that provides door-to-door service for persons that are physically unable to use the bus.
Okay.
So we'll be out there Thursday morning, of course, for drive-through donations, and we'd love to have you come
bring
see
us.
And again, the VSO, which serves over 8,500 veterans annually, many of these veterans need transportation to get to work, their medical appointments, their school, and we actually, the RABA bus, we were there, we did We did a tour of Shasta College, and the Rabba bus drops right off at Shasta College. So it's very, very convenient. You can make an online donation by going to rabbaveterans.com, and or you can drive by and give money. And also you may find out, how does someone, if they want to be a sponsor at the $100, $250, $500, $750, or $1,000 level, how do they go about being a sponsor for this event?
Well, you could contact me. Our event is on our RABBA Facebook page. You'd also send me an email at M, as in Mary, Estrada, Estrada, at cityofreading.org. And there's a lot of benefits for being a sponsor. I just want to acknowledge our diamond sponsor for this year, Cornerstone Community Bank. It's my third year doing it, but in the 3 years doing it, they've always been a fantastic sponsor and providing a large percentage, actually, of the donations that are then used for bus passes. So we are looking for more sponsors. We're appreciative of Cornerstone and all of their contributions. We'd like additional sponsors as well.
Excellent. Well, that's what you guys are here today, and we want to get the word out. We're going to be up there again early morning, Trish and Carl, and I'll pop by too, Thursday morning at Cornerstone Bank right there off of Cypress. And, of course, when you go into the entry, so you come around the corner from Cypress, you'll see some flags out there or something else.
You'll see Trish and I sitting at our table marked KCNR. And we'll be there bright and early and bundled up, because it'll probably be a little chilly if it's probably around, it'll be like 50 or something like that. But this is a good way, because the money goes straight to our veterans. And like I said, Celestina, now you get, they'll hand you the bus passes, right? And then you are the one, because you know who our veterans are.
Mm-hmm.
And you're the one that then distributes them.
Yes, we do every day. They walk in, and Amy gives them a bus pass, and they sign for it. And then we ask them about if they need housing. And it's a good segue into what their need is. We come in, we give them a bus pass. A lot of them use bus passes for college, which is kind of nice that they're starting to go back to Shasta College, and they use them for doctor's appointments. So we probably give out 122 at the stand down alone just to help them.
Yeah.
Stand down, huge.
Get them. Somebody said, I heard that the vets or current serving members are needed to be wearing their uniforms to show support. Have you heard that?
Yes, absolutely. I'm calling all veterans and military veterans, National Guard, to come with me and stand out there from 6 a.m. to 1. You can take shifts, but in your uniform, so that we support our own. We are standing out there in forces saying, yes, this is who we are. We're supporting our veterans, and we're raising funds for the RABBA bus passes.
I really would like to see our community come through, again, as they always do, mm-hmm. but to come on and come driving through there and, you know, drop off a donation, a dollar, you know what, a dollar, $10, $1,000, you know, but anything there to help with this, because we do have it. I've seen it being used. I've seen the veterans out there. And like you said, a lot of the veterans use it to get out to college as they're going to classes out there. And then, of course, the Northern California stand down, which
Absolutely.
Is, you know, and which people need to also understand about that, that that's just not people handing out stuff to homeless people. These are veterans that have earned these benefits that, and what we try to do there is try to get them back onto the track. And there's a lot of support around here for our veterans. We can get them housing. We can do a lot of those things. But the thing that RABBA does here with the bus passes is super, too.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, just being there receiving the donuts, it must be early in the morning, the donations is that there's no donation too big or too small.
And that's right.
My first year just being there just wrecked me to see people show up and donate their $1 or their $100 bills. I mean, it was all whatever the person had, they donated, and it was just so amazing and beautiful.
It's super. It is. It's wonderful. And we thank RABBA for putting it on, and Melissa here. So last thoughts on this one.
Oh, well, you know, we talked about veterans that go into college and to the doctors, but we actually have a huge elderly population that are on a fixed income that really can't afford the gas or the car payment or insurance, and they actually come in, and we love to see them, and we support them, and we give them a bus pass, and the older people are starting to ride the bus more and more, and we thank them for doing that because RAVA is a great transportation for that purpose. It's safe, and it even has bicycle racks, right?
It does.
How about wheelchairs for wheelchairs?
Yes, every vehicle, whether it's a bus or a van, has both an ADA lift as well as CD.
That's incredible.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, about it is that as you get older, and sometimes people don't drive anymore, mm-hmm. and this helps them get around town. The other thing, too, is you need to use the bus system, or the bus system isn't going to be here. And we're, you know, and as time goes on, we're going to find that we need a rapid transit system mm-hmm. that's responsive to our community and gets people from here out to REU, where a lot of people use it, to go out there and work out their problems with mm-hmm. REU and, or just pay a bill or whatever questions they have out to the airport. All these things that it does.
And that's a really great point. So I oversee RAVA as well as other aspects of planning in the city. And we're really excited about what's occurring downtown. A lot of those grants that we're able to get, whether it's for redoing the roads or redeveloping our downtown, are they score better with these federal and state agencies because we have transit. So there's so much revenue in terms of investment that is focused back into the city that is garnered because of RAVA.
Okay.
So it's great for our community in terms of being able to leverage those dollars and bring additional resources into the community.
All right. So that's this Thursday. You can come catch us, Trish, Carl, and Linda, down there at Cornerstone Community Bank on Cypress Avenue. And we're going to help collect all the money possible for mm-hmm. RAVA in the Salute to the Veterans, and where this money all goes to help our veterans that need the bus passes or that use the bus passes.
Thank you, guys.
Last thoughts there?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Celestina Traver, who is our Shasta County Veteran Service Officer and does such a great job. And, of course, Melissa Estrada, who has been putting this on now for 3 years, has taken over there at RAVA. Thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break. It's about 13 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on November the 5th. 2018, 57 degrees, going up to 75 today. The weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. We'll be right back after these messages.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly, 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Daly has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Daly to the State Assembly on November 6th.
Real people, real winners. Let passion carry you farther than ever before. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our November Adventure Swipe to Win. Check out what we have waiting for you this month. Free slot play, prizes, or a Can-Am Commander. Not one, but two winners. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily at any of our new kiosks. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn 4 times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Play the game board for free slot play Fridays at 8 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a Can-Am Commander. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. It's a liberating feeling when you know you can go anywhere, whenever, on a moment's notice. Can-Am Commanders come built to handle any terrain. So embrace the spirit of adventure and get out there. Play our November Adventure promotion where you could win a Can-Am Commander from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Two winners. Final drawing Friday, November 30th. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
His family has lived, worked, and farmed in our part of California for four generations. He's our congressman, Doug LaMalfa. Doug understands what's important, and he works against the status quo to get results, like fighting to get aid and relief for the families of the recent fires, and for sound forest management that will prevent fires in the future, protecting Medicare so it will always be there, defending our water rights and building new storage, working for our veterans so they get the health care and benefits they deserve. And Doug LaMalfa knows that too many families are struggling with the high cost of living. That's why he's leading the repeal of the new gas taxes from Sacramento. Most of all, Doug is working for us to make government work better again. That's leadership with results. Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Results, not politics.
I'm Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message.
Paid for and authorized by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Hey, you and me, babe. Hey, hey!
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:51 in the morning, 2018. 57 degrees going up to 75. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in town with a watch repairman. They can do it all at Four Winds Jewelry at great, great prices, and it's getting to be Christmas. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, tomorrow, Election Day. And if you haven't voted already, like many, it seems like many people have. But you like to be like us. You like to go down and vote on Election Day. Go down, collect your money right outside from which of the special interest groups that are standing out there. No, to come on in and vote. Don't forget to vote. If you need a ride to the polls, we have a number of people that can do this. We're going to have a number of phone numbers on our Facebook page this morning, and then by the end of the show, by 9 o'clock. Or you can call Dr. Maria at 227-3984. She's providing rides to the polls. Does making a difference whether you're Democrat or Republican.
Right. Does
Frank Treadway is also doing it. But we have there's going to be a list of numbers, like I said, on Facebook. And we'll probably put one on our of course, if you have a computer, you can get to Facebook. So I was going to say we can put it on our website, too. But if you need rides, the rides are out there to help you. So that's not an excuse anymore. Now, the other thing is, we have very, very specific reports from the FBI and the CIA and NSA that there will be no attacks on any of our polling places here in Reading. There will not be bombs. There will not be people standing there waiting to beat you on your way there. So you don't have to worry about that. So nothing's going to happen to you when you walk in, except they're going to give you a ballot. Now, we have talked to the National Weather Service. Bob, is it true, Bad Bob, that there is not going to be, as everybody knows, your wife is a weather person.
But she is not with the National Weather Service.
No, but she gets these reports. But I know you've been following this now. This was one of your homework assignments over the weekend.
It was.
Are there any reports of hurricanes, tornadoes, heavy rain at all, any weather reason for somebody not to go out and vote tomorrow?
There is no weather reason for a person to refrain from voting. It will be a beautiful fall day.
There you go. Okay. So there's not going to be any attacks on the polling places. There's not going to be any bad weather. Okay. Now, what other reason could there be?
Safety. I think what's happening right now in
I just meant safety.
No, I mean, think about voting. Yeah. I'm sorry. When you go to the polls and you're thinking about what is affecting us, what do we want? What do we want to change? We don't want to see vagrancy in our beautiful city of Reading. Do you remember when you grew up, you had a place that might, maybe the winos or the hobos, whatever you wanted to call them, hung out down at the, you know, somewhere under a bridge at the train station where the rundown area of town was? You maybe had one person in your neighborhood. If they got off their meds, they'd scream at the, you know, street signs. That happens.
I never saw
that. That happens in a community.
Conversing with the mothership.
Yes.
I never saw that when
well,
I was growing up.
Yes, it does happen. And so, okay, so you understand that's, you know, you would call them Crazy Charlie or whoever it was, you know, and they would, you know, sometimes they'd be good, but sometimes they really
Crazy
had to.
Charlie.
Yeah, whatever their names
okay,
were.
Okay, so what you're saying
so
is.
So my point is that as we go to the polls, there's so many reasons people are worried about what's happening with the caravan. They're happening what's happening with trade wars. They're But locally, as we go to the polls, we're thinking about safety. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because this morning while I was driving through one of the coffee places that I frequent, and I have a few that I frequent, our poor girl who owns that, not only within the 2 days, her daughter's car, you don't drink and drive, so her daughter had been drinking and having a fun time, and so she went to go pick her up, so her daughter kept her car in a neighborhood, parked her car in a neighborhood.
Locked.
Yeah. And the car was, windows were bashed in and the contents of the car ripped off.
When
that was on
back.
A Saturday night or a Sunday. Mm-hmm. And then she comes to work today and somebody has like literally sawed off, they've stole things out of her coffee place and sawed off to get into the door the whole lock.
They sawed it? You mean, did it have a padlock
on
it?
They chipped it out like, not like.
Oh.
Like saw and chip.
Oh, okay.
Her
so
door.
They knocked a hole in her door. Essentially, they ripped off the
yeah,
the
so
lock.
She's going to have the whole thing replaced. And so, you know,
this isn't something like a just walking in and taking something. Somebody had to work at this.
Yes, they had to work at it.
They had to work at it, bust it open so they could steal stuff.
They had to work at it. And that's why we're...
Obviously, no police, no security walking, driving by during this time it took to do this.
They've stole her camera. She's had cameras out in front. They've stolen those. So here she is, you know, a single, trying to keep, you know, keep it together. Darling gal, really hard worker. And, you know, you just get hammered. You get hammered by theft and homeless. And she's really good. I've been driving through there before. And there, you know, some of these guys that talk to the garbage, she lets them talk to the garbage, gives them coffee while they're talking to the garbage.
You know, she's had a woman walk in there naked up to the...
Yep.
To the window there and say, may I, and she says, I have to use this place for some prostitution right here. And of course, you know, she calls the police. I mean, this is the kind of crazies that we have around here. But this is, you know, you're absolutely right, hon. When we vote this time, you know, everybody talks about, oh my gosh, you know, the presidency, the senators, you know, all this. And it gets right down to it. The ones right here in town that you can look in the eye and say, what's going on? Tell me why it's gone downhill. To the incumbents. Why has it gone downhill so much while you were in office? Now maybe you've done everything, and if you have, then you can convince people of that. But the point is here we are with things like this happening everywhere, and we keep hearing, well, you know what? If you vote for more taxes, then you can get more service. Okay, really? And then you have that some, you know, that's been going on for years, and now something is starting to happen in the last 6 months, if anything. We still have the same problems. I still don't see anything happening. I still see them spending money. I still see people getting raises. I still see all these things happening. All we want is a safer community. I talked to a woman, and I'm trying to see what time it is here, how much time I have for this. What time is it?
You have 1 minute.
Okay.
Hopefully the atomic clock will be...
Bob was resyncing the atomic clock. Okay, here's the thing. I talked to a lady this weekend that moved here, and she's trying to get her friends up here also. Oh, but we looked at the websites. We looked at the websites. She goes, there's much more to Reading than the websites. You know, than people saying, oh, gosh, this is ripped off. You've had this and this. And Reading is much more than that. But that's what makes the headlines. That's where the things you see. And we have to find a way of damping that down. When I say we, it's the elected officials. Hey, we're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bonnet on
with
KCNR
Enjoy.
1460. That's right, with Enjoy the Magazine.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Republicans pumped up ahead of tomorrow's midterm elections. That word from President Trump. He spent much of the weekend campaigning for GOP candidates. Among the states he'll be visiting today, Missouri, which has one of the tightest U.S. Senate races in the country. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports from Kansas City.
The two latest polls show a tie between Democrat incumbent Senator Claire McCaskill and Republican challenger Josh Hawley. This Missouri race is critical to the GOP's goal of picking off enough red state Democratic seats to add to its majority. Donald Trump won Missouri by nearly 19 percentage points, and the state has shifted from a battleground to strongly Republican in recent elections. Greg Clugston, Kansas City.
In Georgia, Republican gubernatorial candidate Brian Kemp accusing the state's Democratic Party of trying to hack Georgia's voter registration system. The Democrats deny the allegation. Secretary of State Pompeo says the reimposition of economic sanctions on Iran is meant to deprive the Islamic Republic of the revenue it uses to fund destabilizing activities, including terrorism, around the globe.
The Iranian regime has a choice. It can either do a 180-degree turn from its outlaw course of action and act like a normal country, or it can see its economy crumble.
The Obama administration lifted sanctions on Iran as part of the nuclear deal that President Trump withdrew the U.S. from. Police in Wisconsin now say that a young driver was inhaling chemical vapors or huffing just prior to striking and killing three Girl Scouts and a mother who had been picking up trash along a rural highway over the weekend. A fourth child who was hit survived and hospitalized in Rochester, Minnesota, in critical condition. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 151 points. The S&P is 9 points higher. The S and the NASDAQ is down 58 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Israel giving a thumbs up to the reimposition of U.S. sanctions on Iran. We get the latest from the Media Line's Charles B. Blazer.
Israeli leaders hailed Monday's reintroduction of American sanctions on Iran's crucial energy, banking, and shipping sectors, describing the development as a sea change in the Middle East and a critical blow to the Islamic Republic's expansionism. On the flip side, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani struck a defiant tone, vowing to bust the new financial penalties imposed by what he referred to as the enemy. This came as thousands of Iranians chanted death to America at a state-sponsored protest, marking 39 years since dozens of American citizens were held hostage for 444 days in the U.S. embassy following the Islamic Revolution. Analysts predict Iranian oil exports will plunge by up to 80%, with Saudi Arabia expected to fill much of the void to prevent shocks to the global market. I'm Charles Biblezer, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. The Taliban is blamed for an attack on a newly established joint Afghan army and police checkpoint, killing at least 13 soldiers and policemen in eastern Afghanistan.
An indication of the force of the Taliban operation was that when Afghan reinforcements headed to the site of the Ghazni attack, they were repeatedly ambushed along the way. As well, late on Sunday night, a Taliban attack in southern Kandahar province killed at least four policemen. The assaults come as a resurgent Taliban hold nearly half of Afghanistan with near-daily attacks on Afghan security forces. The Taliban view the U.S.-backed government in Kabul as a dysfunctional Western puppet and have refused repeated offers to negotiate with it. I'm Charles Ledesma.
That so-called caravan of illegal immigrants continuing to march north across Mexico. They plan on making Mexico City their next stop, still determined, though, to breach the U.S. border. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to the epicenter of change right here at KCNR 1460 Radio. And I want to tell you that today, Bob and I are going to start buying the equipment for the new studio for the FM. And we're going to start ordering today.
It should
be delivering
toys.
Boys with Toys later on today. It's almost 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great people there. Super walk-in humidor. Such a nice shop down there. Tobacco and Brew open 7 days a week. And what's the weather look like there, sweetheart?
Well, good morning, everybody. It's a beautiful day out currently, 57. Sure, 57. We haven't raised our temperature at all, Bob.
Sometimes it drops.
I know. It's weird. 75 will be our high today. Mostly clear tonight with our lows of 52, and Tuesday calls for a high of 75. Mostly clear skies with the lows of 53. Wednesday calls for a high of 75. Thursday, 75. And Friday, 77. As we progress to the weekend, Veterans Day will be 76. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. We just love it. Are we still at 57?
And
it's
now
one entire degree.
It's 58 maybe, that or 54. Let's go to the phones. Rally Sally, good morning.
Good morning. Looks like a wonderful
week. Oh, isn't it beautiful? It's going to be a great weekend. You know, so many great things happening veteran-wise. RABA down at Crown Motors is having a salute to the veterans. And, of course, the Veterans Day Parade Saturday, the Marine Corps Ball Saturday night. We're going to be out at the Veterans Home on Sunday, on Veterans Day itself, talking to the veterans. So what a great week.
Yes, it is. Speaking of veterans things, Preston Sharp is having another cemetery decoration on November 8th, which is Thursday, and he's asking people to come out and help if they can. That's at the Igo Cemetery, Gas Point Road, you know, Igo. And then it's from 4 o'clock on till they get done. So he will provide the flowers and the flags. If people want to come out and help him, I recommend they bring something to poke a hole in the ground with.
That's right. It's going to be at 4 p.m. November 8th at Igo. And
yeah.
Flags and flowers are provided. Just
yes.
Wear weather-appropriate clothing.
Yep. Yep. So we went out to his first one, and it was a great experience. That was there were a lot of us, a lot of people out there helping. So I plan on going out again.
That's great. That's going to be this Thursday, November the 8th, out at Igo. Starts
yeah.
at 4 p.m. So, you know, you can leave early, leave work a little bit early, or just head on out there. Okay, so is that who's on tonight?
No, that's we have tonight. Since tonight is the last day before the election, I thought our people would enjoy hearing a message of hope from Pastor Terry Oxley. So that is who our speaker is tonight, and he's going to be talking about the election, of course, and about America. And he's the pastor out at True Life Church. So if you've never heard Terry speak, he's a very good speaker, and I think we'll all leave with something valuable tonight.
You know, I heartily agree. Terry is a minister that says that he believes that his congregation should go out and be active. And should vote. And he's not afraid to talk about subjects. And what he says is, and because he, of course, advertises on the station, but he's also been on our show, is that, you know, it doesn't make any difference which one the candidate is. It's the one that's going to support our country, you know, and a Christian that supports our country, whether it's Republican or Democrat.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So tonight, that's at the Reading Patriots meeting at 2570 South Bonnie View Road.
There you
starts
go.
At 6 o'clock.
Thank you so much, Sally.
Thank you, Carl.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Got so many things going on, but the big thing is here is the first Monday of the month. And we have Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from
Good Morning
Magazine. You know,
I'm poring over the November issue. It's beautiful, and like I said, you know, we love the photography, and every, you know, even when you're looking at an ad, it's just
halfway through the
beautiful.
Ad, you realize it's an ad.
I know,
I don't
but it's okay.
Because I thought
that's
she just
beautiful.
Liked me.
It makes me want to go where the ad is. I'm telling you, that's beautiful. When you see an ad and you're drawn into the ad, that makes you want to go to wherever what that ad is about,
mm-hmm.
the person, the place, the thing. And so congratulations again.
Thank
you know,
you.
I mean, you're
Thank
celebrating
you.
How many years now?
12. 12 last month was our
12.
Yeah.
And we apologize not being here last month. That was the first month we've missed in a really long time. And it was a really great issue because it was our first kind of women's issue that we had put together. So, you know, obviously coming here and talking with you and would have been a lot of fun.
We missed you, but we understand. You know, life, things happen in life, and we're still all reeling. I think we're surviving after the fire, but we're trying to move on. Of course, it's fall, and we've gone through the Halloween, and now we're getting ready for it's harvest time.
Yeah,
you know, I would like to comment before we really get into the magazine itself. I'd like to comment on the cover. So what I see here is three couples holding hands, looking at each other, and then a guy on the side. He reminds me of this guy that's been publishing these selfies for a couple of years. There he is with his best friend who has just met his girl, and then there they are in different places, and it's just him and his best friend and his girlfriend. Then it's their fiance, more pictures, and then at the wedding there he is.
That's Will Parker.
Yeah, he's publishing pictures of where I am.
But you know what?
At my friend's
wedding.
This
coffee that I'm drinking right here, Will just made me a few minutes ago, just like a block down right here on the corner
right?
of Dutch Bros.
Oh, you mean it's Will Parker on the cover?
Uh-huh.
See, it's these others, and I was just thinking that just reminded me of it. Like, oh, here I am.
So
by
really,
by myself.
Really.
So
really,
what
there's
this
another
is,
girl there.
Is this is the Parker family.
Oh, darling.
So
that's even
Mr.
worse.
Mr. and Mrs. Parker,
uh-huh.
and then the other couple is actually their eldest daughter and her husband.
Okay.
Okay.
And then that's his brother and sister.
Love it. Okay.
So this is the Parker family, who's, you know, obviously part of our community, and they're an amazing and wonderful family.
Wow.
Okay, so he's not the fifth wheel then. Right?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
Because
he's...
that couple isn't holding hands. They're brother and sister.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
So it could be like, you know, like, but it looks like.
And two of them, the sister and Will there, both work at the Dutch Brothers stand down the street from you.
How wonderful. That's just so great.
That's bro again.
Again,
yeah.
You know, again,
again in our lives.
An infectious cover that you want to know who they are. Who took it? Where were they?
And it's all about family. This picture is about the families coming together, obviously, new husbands, you know, just like how your family changes and
gathering.
Grows. And,
oh.
Yep. So, yeah.
Well, welcome, you guys, and happy November.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Can you believe that it's already almost Thanksgiving?
It is.
It still feels like summer.
We're already filled. Now, we got to take a quick break so we can get started here. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, Sharon Clark is there to help. Whether it's an accident in a home that holds, you know, that now you're kind of like bedridden, and or an operation, we have friends that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
His knee, no, it's his shoulder. And his wife now is literally helping him up and down the stairs and all these things. But this is what Sharon Clark people can do to take the pressure off of family. And remember, there's no place like home. Give her a call, 226-8350, or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. We'll be right back with Enjoy and James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, Carl Bott and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
My name is Sam. I am 19 and was born and raised in Reading. It looks like criminals are taking over our city. There's so many parks in Reading that I played in when I was a kid. It seems now that they're covered with trash and filled with sketchy looking people. It's sad, but I won't go near those parks. Why can't we do something about this? I hear stories of people walking into stores, taking whatever they want, and walking out without paying, and nothing happens to them. Cars get stolen by the same bad guys, and still, nothing happens to them. Then I learned that the state gave Shasta County $20 million to build an adult rehabilitation center. This was supposed to help convicted criminals learn new skills so they might find a better life. Seems like a step in the right direction, but the county gave the money back. Why?
My name is Joe Comenti, and I'm asking you to elect me to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. Law enforcement is aggressively trying to protect us, but it's time for new leadership at the Board of Supervisors. It's time for action.
Paid for by the committee to elect Joe Comenti.
At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our local veterans, and we hope you will also with a donation this Thursday at the Bus Pass Donation Drive taking place at Cornerstone Bank on Cypress Avenue between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. Your kind donation will provide free bus passes for local veterans who rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. You can also make your donation online at robberide.com. Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. And right now, receive 50% off your frames, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. See our store for complete details. We accept all major credit cards, offer a military discount, and do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Hi, I'm Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We've been locally owned and serving our community since 1992. Governor Brown signed a bill to eliminate private bail. SB 10 needs to be stopped. It drew strong opposition from a wide range of groups, including crime victims, law enforcement, civil rights advocates, and public safety leaders. To help protect our community from SB 10, come down to Holly Bail Bonds. We're located at 1737 Plaster Street. Sign our petition to stop the threat to honest citizens and put SB 10 on the ballot in 2020.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized Dish Network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
The 17th Annual Power to Seniors Celebrity Soup Kitchen, sponsored by the Older Adult Policy Council, will take place Wednesday, November 7th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. The event will be held at a new location, the Reading Senior Citizens Hall at 2290 Benton Drive. Enjoy an evening of gourmet soups, music, and raffle prizes. Proceeds go to older adults who are unable to pay their power bills. Tickets are available at the door, $12 for adults and $6 for children ages 3 to 12. For more information, call 232-5543.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567. Any way you want it, the way you need it,
any way you want it. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Oh, my God, I'm throwing my body out. I need to get back in the gym.
Well, you were jazzercising just now.
Yes. 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 5th of November, 2018. 58 degrees going up to 75 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And Maxwell Insurance is bringing us this segment. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell, if there's anything about insurance or financial planning that she doesn't know, it's because it hasn't happened. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Give her a call, 221-0441.
Well, good morning, everybody. Rhonda,
hello.
Rhonda Ball Avery and James Masada, who are the founders and owners of Northern California Living. Enjoy. Enjoy the magazine. Enjoy the store. Welcome again.
Hello.
And we're looking at the November issue. We love that. And we're talking about maybe continuing on a show that we're going to be doing next year as we do a lot of expansion, and we won't talk about it now. But
I sound so much better in FM.
You know what? It's
you
true,
won't go down.
But it's true.
Nobody
you will.
Can go down
you will,
on
you
will
sound better
at 4 o'clock
sound.
At night.
Our Dolby sounds just...
So let's talk about what's going on. I love this article on Lucky Jaswani, who used to have a show here.
Oh,
and
Lucky.
Yes, before he was with the DA, he had his law office, and it was
he's such a great guy.
I love his sense of humor. Yep. He's just come into this full, like he's gotten married last year.
And his wedding, the pictures looked amazing.
Oh,
it was like a traditional Indian wedding.
Yeah.
It was so fun. Don't those go on for like ever?
No.
I think they last. In fact, I think the marriage is still going on right now.
Right.
And the honeymoon starts next year.
So what's really great is that you, in your magazine every year, you pick out one outstanding person in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And so talk to us a little bit about this article.
Well, this is just something that started last year, it was?
Yeah, we've been doing it a
year. It's called My Town, and we just really wanted to, just like you said, every month showcase somebody within the community, no matter who they are, what their background is, that can just stress what it is about living in the North State means to them and why there's such a draw and how they see it and how they like to share it. And so... it sometimes is refreshing just to read an article about somebody else's perspective on the community, because sometimes I think, in our own lives we get busy and somebody else's view can actually spark a thought, a want, a need, or something that they didn't think about for a really long time to appreciate.
And inspire.
Yeah, exactly. That's the word I was looking for. Type of an inspiration. You know, you forget about, you have your view and your view is accurate. In some senses, mm-hmm. but then you see and read about somebody else's view and you go, oh my gosh, my brain just wasn't picking that up. And that's
right.
So correct.
And what's really cool about this My Town page is that everybody we've asked has jumped all over it. They just are really happy to be able to do it. So it's been a really great thing to show the positive stuff again. And that's what our magazine is really about. So
it's definitely positive. Let's read the last paragraph from My Town, Anand Lucky, we call him Lucky Jaswani.
I know, I love it.
He is the senior deputy district attorney in the Shasta County District Attorney's Office. And the last paragraph, it's a wonderful page, an article, a little insight that he moved here at 8 months old into the North State. Opportunities and prospects for growth are what excite me the most about our city. New and creative changes are occurring downtown, and I can't wait to see how it all will improve Reading. There are so many things that could be potential game changers, in quotations. Having a chance to get your hands dirty by being part of the change is so much more thrilling than just walking into a city that's already had its own existing identity. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what we're right at the crux of change,
mm-hmm.
good change.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we keep expanding and doing what we do that we love, meaning enjoy the store right downtown? You're growing, you're expanding, and so are we. And we we've been together now. You guys have been with us for 10 years.
Yeah, it's been a long
10 years.
Thank you.
And we still
Thank
love
you.
Coming.
Yeah.
I always, we're not people that toot our own horn or brag or whatever, but I keep telling Rhonda, I said, there's so many great new things happening, and I am for all of them, and it's so great. But it's so wonderful. The new shiny things get all the attention, and sometimes I say, hey, we've been working to prop this downtown up for the last 12 years, just like you guys have. And it's like, it's been work.
We've been in a battle down here. We all know that.
We've been fighting when things were thick and not great.
Mm-hmm.
And now that there's such an influx of people and dollars, everybody's super excited and it's going to be great. But I always think, don't forget all the small people that were sitting here for the last 10 years, keeping the thing from sinking completely.
Yeah.
And then we watched the other radio station downtown just ended quick.
I know.
Did
not
it?
Quick. I know it.
Mix 101 shut down last Wednesday.
Oh, over by us?
Yeah.
Over by you all.
Oh.
Well, this is
shut
where
down.
We need a sound clip. And Bob, you need to make a note of this. You remember in Wizard of Oz where the Wicked Witch had her castle and the guys that were the... And it looked like
Enron.
We needed that right there about as far as we. That's who we are. We've been there, in the drudge.
Winkies, that's what they're called.
Winkies?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
She knows everything about
Winkies.
So anyway, the My Town, obviously this month is lucky, and he's here in Reading. But, you know, we obviously share this place with people and places in the North State. So it's not always just about Reading. It's
a lot easier to find people in Reading because we know so many people. But yeah, our next month will be somebody from Lewiston, so that'll be cool.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So how about what do we have?
There's another really great article here on page 21 that was done by Kimberly, who everybody knows and works in the store as well. And it says, "For the love of friends, welcome to Friendsgiving." So Friendsgiving has become its own entity.
Ms. Boney.
has become just as popular as any other holiday. I mean, obviously, it's an extension of Thanksgiving, but it's one of those things where, you know, so many times you're in a place where you don't have family, and so you're invited into friends, and so many friends are getting together to celebrate Thanksgiving together. So that's now been called Friendsgiving. If you're kind of orphaned or away from home and you're brought in by friends. So this is kind of a really interesting thing. It's become so big that they're almost like creating now guides or rules for Friendsgiving.
Right.
You know, there had to be some structure thrown in here. And that's kind of what this is. It's an article about, you know.
Structure at Thanksgiving?
Well, a little bit.
Does this mean you can't put your hand in the gravy?
No, nothing
does
like
that. Does this mean that? Does
nothing
it say
like that?
You can't drink the ladle. You can't
drink
the ladle. You can't take the mashed potatoes and put it on your plate and make a little big, swimming pool for the gravy?
No, those are all things that you can do.
A mud bath.
Not rules. These aren't rules. These are guidelines. Like, you know, are you going to send out invitations for friends?
Oh.
Are you going to do it old-fashioned way or modern?
We can touch each other, too.
Yeah. This is all the hypotheticals. And you know what? How beautiful to be able to bring in some contemporary, you know, everybody wants tradition. It's funny. I go up to the doggy park. Are you done with your mashed potatoes?
No, as long as Ron is laughing, I'm going to keep doing it.
I'm going to keep going because he likes people. Anyway, so I went to the doggy park, and I was talking to the gal. What are you going to do for Thanksgiving? Oh, she goes, my kids, it's the same exact meal.
That's
and
what they
if
want.
I don't have the
want.
Exact meal,
no.
It is just...
You have to do that.
So I think that's really funny. And her kids are like 40 and 50, you know, our ages, that are going home and saying, Mom, I want that cranberry. What do you mean you did a twist? I want the original.
Yep.
Well, you know what? This is when I knew Linda's mom loved me. Because she makes giblet gravy every year, and that was it. When it was with me, because I'm not really crazy about giblet gravy, she made gravy for me. And I went,
Your own gravy?
My own gravy.
Special.
Which we found out most people liked.
Yeah.
So this is
that we would
on.
Pour on the mashed potatoes with
the big spoon. Oh, my God.
With peas in it, so don't
with
even
you,
go.
Yum.
Sometimes I do that.
Yeah. Yes. So this one asks you things like, ask your guests to bring a dish and to bring to-go containers.
Oh, that's a great idea.
You know, so stuff like that. So then it goes on.
Some really great tips. Really good tips.
Create a signature cocktail.
I love that.
Make it personal. Make it beautiful. Buffet style is best. Have a kid's table.
I like
that. Don't forget the entertainment. So this is like just something that
she...
I
love that. We forget about entertainment at Thanksgiving. You know what?
But besides the games and those types of things.
Yeah, but what kind of music are you playing in the background? Have you thinking about put together a playlist or... What maybe a new music that you know it's going to be across the genre that that would be.
So this is a really great article, and I just as I was saying when we were leaving for a commercial break was, oh my God, it's almost Thanksgiving.
I know, it's almost Thanksgiving.
It still feels like summer.
I know.
Thanksgiving, I mean it's almost every day. I mean we're leaving for a little bit. But for Thanksgiving, we're having with the kids and the grandkids, you know, that's going to be great. Some really good friends. You're right. It's here.
Yeah.
I mean, today is the 5th.
Yikes.
Oh gosh, you guys. Okay. So here's I'm going to find this out probably in this article. Like we're going to visit friends we haven't seen in about 6 years, and spend Thanksgiving. They're opening their house to, the daughter and son-in-law and the grandkids and us. We're all traveling and going to meet.
And these are friends, not family.
These are friends,
but they're
like
family, though.
But we haven't seen them. So what do I bring? What do I bring? And we're just there for Thanksgiving dinner, and that's it. I want to bring something.
I don't know. I mean,
from the Enjoy store.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's something there that you could bring.
Yes, but I'm talking about besides that, Which I love bringing stuff from our area as presents to.
Well, he's been a vendor with us for a while, Ross Manfredo. He does cutting boards and beautiful.
Ooh.
But he's gone all out. So he spent the last 6 months building hundreds of boards, cutting boards, bottle openers. But he brought in these, they're called live edge cutting boards made out of eucalyptus, and they're incredible.
Okay.
So that would be something that, you know, if you were to like.
And the woods from this area.
This is eucalyptus, and I think it is California-based eucalyptus. It wasn't imported, so I don't know that it's directly from Redding.
Well, we don't really have eucalyptus here. I'm sorry, I should
There's
say
There's a
that.
Lot in California. It's just in certain places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Santa Cruz area has a lot of eucalyptus up there. But anyway, but still California-inspired, but locally owned from an artist. Artists have made it, so that's great. Okay, well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've only just gone through two articles.
Touch right at the top,
And it's just been wonderful and always wonderful to have our 10-year relationship with Enjoy the Store, Enjoy the Gathering, Enjoy all of the Enjoy Red Bluff, too. I hear that there's some expansions. We're going to be talking about that. And we're going to take a break here on KCNR 1460, but first, this portion of the show.
Brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, located in the heart of downtown Redding when it comes to quality, compassion, and community. It's Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's the community's choice. They have done so much for our community, including the upcoming mental health facility that they are providing.
Really?
For 21 beds. Oh, yeah.
Yikes.
This is huge. And it just has been announced. It was just a few weeks ago.
Good for them.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back.
Just a very hard-working person, and he listens to his people.
David Kehoe is one of the most honest public servants that I have ever seen.
As a third-generation U.S. Army veteran, I support Supervisor David Kehoe for re-election because of his unfailing support of our veterans.
The best quality about Dave is that he is so approachable.
You just couldn't ask for a better supervisor than him.
I'm David Kehoe, candidate for Supervisor, District 1. I'm firmly committed to a safer community by increasing jail beds and supporting law enforcement. As your supervisor, I have a record of voting for jobs and economic development to help increase revenue for public safety. I will always strive to improve the safety and quality of life for the people of Shasta County. I welcome your support and vote.
Paid for by Kehoe for Shasta County Supervisor 2018.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Love it.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. In the studio is KCNR 1460, Monday, the 5th of November. We're almost at Thanksgiving 2018. 59 degrees, going up to 75 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans and payment plans. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Another veteran-owned business that gives discounts to veterans and seniors. Man's Last Stronghold. Starting January 1st, they're going to go to appointments because the place is just loaded all the time. Starting January 1st, there'll be appointments. You can walk in, get your haircut, walk out. Okay. Hey, we're here with Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store, with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada. And this this article we're going to talk about is mustard.
Mm-hmm. This is a really cool story.
I had no idea that, you know, we're going to talk about two stories. I had no idea that this happened right here.
Oh, yeah. Seeds of Change, Making a Difference with Mustard That Matters. So this is a really great article.
It's a really cool story. I'm reading
and
it.
We're very fortunate to have run into this fine gentleman who is, you know, somewhat of a transplant, but it's a really interesting article. It talks about his life where he didn't, in his mind, work. So he was a very heavy player in life, had an incredible life where he just traveled the world and did amazing things, and he worked at night in the food industry. But he promised himself when he turned 50, he would get a real job. This is just one of those great people, and he has a lot of faith in his life, and he takes from all different types of religions. But one of the things that he always remembered was a story about, a biblical story about mustard seed, and, you know, the seed being so small, and yet growing such a big plant, and the plant is so sustainable to, you know, other life force in general. Unfortunately, at some point he was in a terrible mountain biking accident and became a quadriplegic, and his whole life changed. And the thing is though, his experiences in the world seem to have, in his mind and opinion, really prepared him for kind of what happened to him. So he took something that was horrible and has turned it into something amazing. And so being in the food industry, coming from Napa Valley, you know, what he chose to do was create this incredible mustard company and then give back to a system or a business that he's created to help other people start businesses like himself through his mustard. And we carry this in the store, and we brought in 24 of each size and sold out immediately. And we've been getting emails from him thanking us for this article because he's actually had people ringing off the hook, ordering cases.
Do you have any in stock now?
Right now, I think we might have one jar.
Really?
Okay. Not anymore. We just bought it.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I don't care. You have to call.
Yeah. Okay. What it says here, it's this quote out of this article. I didn't know the parable until I started making mustard and started studying it. He says, I just want to help others. Everything is all connected so deeply and beautifully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this
about
a guy,
faith the size of mustard
and this
seed.
Is for a guy who, like, lived in Greece, lived in San Francisco and Lake Tahoe, traveled the world, just, like, you know, living it up, doing his thing, and then all of a sudden loses parts of his body, being able to work it, you know.
Mm-hmm. So he, I guess, destroyed C5, and he was paralyzed from the neck down. And then over the years,
He's worked his way back.
So he has partial movement of his arms and one hand. He's been able to bring back about 50%.
He can feed himself. He can use the phone.
Yeah. But what I love is the explanation of, he's got two varieties. He's got one in a traditional squeeze bottle, which is very attractive. And this is that real good, like, you know, stone ground mustard.
That's what I love with my steaks.
So it's a high, and then he has the high-end glass jars, which are beautiful. And let me see, what did it say here? Designed gourmet fed, according to blah, blah, blah. So the product is made of Canadian mustard seed, apple cider vinegar from Sebastopol, and Cabernet Sauvignon balsamic from
vinegars and water.
Napa.
You know, the part when he said, when he's laying there, mm-hmm. and he said, and he tells his brother, hold my head. He says, my life's just changed.
Yeah. In the article, he talks about when he landed and crashed, he knew.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, when I got nailed, and after I finished sliding down the road and rolled, I was on my side, and I rolled over, and my feet were pointed up, and which, thank God, even though that one of them didn't have to be at that point, and I wiggled my toes.
Uh-huh.
And when I wiggled my toes and my arms, and I said, okay, I'm beat up, but I'm going to be okay. I just knew that. When people came over to help me, I pushed them away. Said, don't, because everything may just be aligned just perfectly now. I don't want anything to happen. So,
you're right.
But that's what you do. You just have to do an assessment real quick and just say, okay. But he did, and he says, my life's changed. He didn't say my life is over.
Yeah.
He said, my life has changed.
Right.
Yep. I loved it.
Yeah. And that's, so, I mean, positive.
Oh, God,
I mean, I'm
yes.
sure without, you know, there were times in his life that it was obviously things were just horrible. But he said in the article, you know, up until this point, he didn't even realize, too, his whole life, how he behaved. He always thought, that's why I'm doing what I'm doing and having this great fun is because we're all going to die, right? So he prepared himself for that day coming, not knowing when, but it came a lot, not death, but a change, big change came so much sooner than he had thought. But he had already in his mind mentally prepared for that, and so it made his transition, I guess, somewhat easier, it sounds like.
And I think it's obviously he did not give up.
No.
And his family's been so strong from his brother's his caregiver, his mom has been this. They've moved up here from Napa Valley.
Yep.
And he just sounds like he sounds like somebody that's not gonna quit. He has made a business that.
And 15% of proceeds go to helping people in wheelchairs start their own business.
And this is called. And the name of his company is called.
Oops, sorry, I already changed.
Mustard that matters.
Mustard that matters. You can get it at the Enjoy store.
Yeah.
And can I dibs that last jar, please?
Yeah. No, I already did.
And we called him. He's coming up. He already is on his way up delivering. He said so because we were like, wow, we just completely wiped out.
Such a cool story and really a cool guy.
Yeah, and you know what?
Yeah, he's a really neat guy.
Give up. Somebody that you know what the tenacity of a person. Is you can say, oh gosh, this guy has got 190 IQ, or this person can bench press 500 pounds. You got to look to the person and the tenacity of that person that's not going to give up. Maybe they aren't the smartest person, or maybe they're not the strongest, but if they're tenacious, if they're not going to quit, you put your money on them because they're just going to keep going.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Wasabi.
So the next article, is on page 37. It's called Spice is Nice, Oregon Coast Wasabi. This was something that I found, and not tooting my own horn, but, you know, I'm on the internet and doing things all the time, trying to find new products and new things. And it's hard to say. I mean, when I came in, you rubbed my belly, right? So obviously...
It was for luck.
I like to eat, so it's really hard for me to say sushi is my favorite food, because every time I have a favorite, then I think about, oh, I forgot about that. That's my favorite, too. So anyway, but let's just say sushi is one of my...
You know what? I love you, James. You're just great,
My
man.
Favorite foods is Japanese food, is one of them, right?
Yes.
And, of course, you get served at, a lot of times with wasabi. Most people don't realize that the wasabi that's served probably 99% of the time in this country is not wasabi. It is a green-colored horseradish.
See, I never knew that until right now.
Right?
I didn't know until
A lot of people don't know. They just assume it's wasabi. It's not.
It says wasabi.
I know. Which shouldn't be right.
Yeah, it should say fake wasabi.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is wasabi and what is the article about?
So wasabi is a actual plant. It is within the horseradish family. So, I mean, that's probably why they use horseradish to create fake wasabi. but wasabi is a very cherished and very... somewhat rare root that comes from Japan, and it is not an easy plant to grow. So it requires very specific climates and very specific ways of being watered. So it's a root with a large upper growth of big broad leaves, but it grows in like pea gravel in streams. So it's never really rooted into deep dirt or anything like a lot of other plants. I mean, it literally, you can just grab it and pull it out of the pea gravel and shake it, right? And so the actual main root, there's obviously terms for all this, and I apologize, but is the wasabi. And, you know, it takes a long time to grow. It's very fickle. So up until recently, wasabi really only came from, was really actually only grown in Japan. And this is a lovely husband and wife that's in Oregon on the coast, which has basically found an environment that they can grow wasabi. And so they've become very successful, and they're one, if not only, the only sustainable farms outside of Japan in Oregon on the coast. And so you can buy it online through their store. They just started bringing in some new products that they're creating with their wasabi, like wasabi seasoning salts. But you can you can order a plant and try to raise it yourself, or
it
you
says
can
here you can use the leaves.
Yes,
yeah.
But if you just put it in, you kind of where you would use spinach, it has a little spice to it.
Yep.
But if you blend it, if you juice them, they are potent.
Yeah.
But the important thing I wanted to point out to Rhonda was how this it's granted if it's when it's grated into paste, it goes well with.
Mashed potatoes.
Mashed potato. I just wanted to point that out for Thanksgiving this year, especially if they may be a little short on mashed potatoes.
No, I just want the plain old gravy.
Well, yeah, but I mean, no, it's the mashed potatoes itself. It looks like maybe short of mashed potatoes. Just put a little bit in there and maybe push off the kids.
Here's an excerpt from the article. Wasabi is also believed to help prevent certain cancers, fight bacterial infection, reduce cardiovascular disease, and ward off pathogens that cause influenza and pneumonia. It actually was used as payment for taxes for a long time in Japan because it was so valuable as a medicinal component. So the gal who's the owner of this farm with her husband, she was introduced to wasabi in 2003 when she attended an equestrian event in her native Pennsylvania and somebody was giving away wasabi plants.
Yeah, right.
An avid gardener since she was a child, she accepted a couple of plants and started growing them. So, just a fascinating article.
I don't get a trophy. I get this green plant.
Yeah.
It's called a wasabi.
What am I going to do with
that? What the hell is wasabi?
So, anyway.
So, check it out. Got to take a break.
It's at the wasabi store is what it's called. Yeah.
Read more about this in the Enjoy November issue. We're going to have to take a break here.
Okay.
This is Casey and our 1460 if you're just tuning in.
The 17th Annual Power to Senior Celebrity Soup Kitchen is day after tomorrow.
Wednesday night, we'll be there.
Wednesday night, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's going to be at the Senior Citizens Hall on Benton Drive. A gourmet soup, terrific prizes, and live music. Help assist the senior citizens avoid utility shutoffs. This is sponsored by the Shasta County Older Adult Policy Council. I tell you what, the number of restaurants there that are serving soup
keeps growing.
And it has got, I tell you what, if you have not been there.
Come join us.
I think it's like, what, $7?
It's a minimal amount.
But you can keep going back.
Right. We'll be there.
Are you serving?
We're emceeing with Trish, but we'll probably move around and taste and pour and all that
good stuff.
So.
Okay,
we'll take a break.
We'll be right back. Wednesday, April. I'm sorry, November 7th, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m.
April.
Yeah. We'll be right back. Keep in our 1460.
By Brian Daly, Forest Assembly, 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Daly has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Daly to the State Assembly on November 6th.
At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our local veterans, and we hope you will also with a donation this Thursday at the Bus Pass Donation Drive taking place at Cornerstone Bank on Cypress Avenue between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. Your kind donation will provide free bus passes for local veterans who rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs.
Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. You can also make your donation online at robberide.com. Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. And right now, receive 50% off your frames, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. See our store for complete details. We accept all major credit cards, offer a military discount, and do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Attention Marines and other military veterans and civilians as well. The Shasta Marines cordially invite you to the annual celebration of the Marine Corps birthday. This year, the celebration will take place on Saturday, November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. In keeping with tradition, we conduct a formal ceremony complete with a color guard, a pipe band, and the annual birthday message from the Commandant of the Marine Corps. In addition, we will have a guest speaker in the form of a retired Marine Colonel who led a battalion in Iraq, served as an instructor at West Point, and assisted the federal government in intercepting illicit drug traffic. Tickets for the event are $35. For more information and to receive a formal invitation, contact Mike Gutierrez at 524-7595. We're sure you'll enjoy the celebration as it honors our illustrious Corps. That phone number again is 524-7595. Semper Fi, Marines.
Real people, real winners. Grab your friends, come down, and check out our new multi-progressive bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's bingo, only better. Play our paper-only night on Mondays. $200 drawing. Wear your favorite sports team attire to rock and roll bingo and receive $10 in free slot play. Check out our $10,000 progressive special. The end of the month is your chance to win VIP tickets to our New Year's Eve bash. Plus cash in our drop into the new year drawing. 9 free slot play and cash consolation prizes. Earn drawing tickets all month long. Triple tickets on Tuesday. And the $500 midweek drive. Experience the thrill of yelling bingo and play at Wind River Resort and Casino. MP Bingo is here. Win thousands of dollars. 5 progressive jackpots. More ways to win big. If you don't like to dodge, let the machine do the work for you. Pre-sales available. Machines only. Who says you can't win them all? You only have to be 18 to play. Download the Wind River app. Check out our bingo calendar. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's playtime all the time. All the time. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio for KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebach. Good morning, everybody. 8 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. We've got a beautiful day today. It's going to be beautiful all week. Tomorrow, as we've already pointed out, we've gotten our reports from the CIA, NSA, and FBI that there will be no terrorist attacks in any of the polling places, so there's no reason to be scared. That the weather's going to be beautiful, so there's no reason to stay inside. And if you need a ride, we're putting phone numbers out there for you can get a ride to a polling place. There's no reason not to vote, and I would hope that everybody does. So when we see you tomorrow, you have the little blue sticker on your face.
Love it.
I love it. Okay, we're here with James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from the Enjoy the Magazine. What page was that turkey on right there?
That was Frank Cratafil, one of his great photos.
Every November, it's kind of been a tradition. We always get a turkey picture from Frank.
Oh, my God.
And I love him.
We have turkey, a turkey from a turkey.
We have several beautiful – excuse me, I'm going to sneeze.
That's all right. Look at the light.
Okay. Look at.
Oh, does that do it?
It usually helps.
Oh, my
your
goodness.
Pupils
look at
contract and it helps you to sneeze.
Okay. Okay. It just works.
Now, this is the closest I've been to a wild turkey.
Unless it's actually dead, you're touching it.
A couple of years. Unless it was actually hit by a car in the road.
Yeah.
And then, you know, one day I looked up and it looked like a big, something was writhing across the road. It turned out to be like 6 turkeys. And we're driving with somebody. She goes, faster, Ted, faster. We might
they
get
are
them.
So ugly.
And
looking,
they're everywhere.
Aren't they?
They're everywhere.
I know.
Now.
I know.
They're in the city. They walk around. It's like they own the place. Anyway.
I'm thinking
about
it.
All right. So what article are we going to next?
Well, the article that I'm just going to is kind of just jarring my memory because we were talking. This is a Find the Hope, the Impact of Charitable Giving on page 57. And it talks about, obviously, giving during the holidays and stuff and how important it is. And so this is a really great article. But what it was reminding me about, we were talking because Rhonda was pointing out my gift basket page, too, about the store. So I'm trying to roll a bunch of things together. One, you were talking about expansion of the store or something, and
right.
You were saying...
Let's talk about that.
Are you talking about Cedar Crest? Is that what you
no,
were talking
about? I'm talking about you the Enjoy store, and you guys are always evolving
yeah,
and changing and growing. So what's happening?
So what's happening is we've had a real big call for us to broaden our scope. So we are probably in December going to announce through our ad that we are going to now have a small section in the store that is going to be carrying American-made products. So we're bringing in other artists, but they're all handmade items from all over the country.
Okay.
Now, the majority of our store will remain local only, but there are a lot of people that have said, you know, there's so much to offer that are handmade American products. And so we've delved into that. So we're going to have a little section that says American made, so you know exactly where you're shopping.
That's great.
Either local or somebody else's great thing. So that's one of the expansions we're doing. The other thing that we're doing right now is we're in the process of, and why I'm talking about the finding hope and the impact of charitable giving, we are starting our own brand of goods. So they are going to be made to enjoy. So they're enjoy made goods, but they're going to be very Reading branded. So when you come into the store, number one question we get is, do you have products that have Reading on it? You know, and so we're doing that. But the nice thing about this product is get to give is what we're kind of basing it on, and that is that as that same person does with the mustard, our line of products, when you buy, a portion will be going to a fund that will help in the community, charitable. Rhonda has worked with nonprofits to nominate individuals that are in need. And then what we would be doing is going out and finding what is needed and using the funds and working with that organization to provide us those funds at a discounted rate where then we can write a story about, you know, what's being given back.
I love that.
So
that's the synchronistic energy, and it seems like a beautiful – after 10 years, where do we go from here? Perfect place.
Yeah. So the other interesting part is that, as many people know, in our Red Bluff store, Kate and Brandon, who are the owners of that store, are also 50% owners of Cedar Crest Winery and Brewery. And this is something we've talked about for a really long time, but it's finally happened. They finally have signed on the dotted line and leased the space between us and the salon down at on Placer Street. And they're going to be moving the entire winery and brewery next door to us. So we're going to have a tasting room.
Ooh.
And you'll be able to do beer and wine flights and charcuterie. And then the things that you love to eat on that charcuterie board, you'll be able to come into the store and purchase.
And buy the charcuterie. I love it.
And trays, for that matter, like the cutting boards we were talking about.
Right. So is that something that you think is going to happen in February, March, April?
They are already moving what's in the warehouse out now, because the first part they're going to be focused on is obviously having to bring all the equipment for the brewery. Mm-hmm. So that whole thing has to be set up and operational before they move into the tasting room. So, yes, I'm going to say that probably sometime after the new year, January,
right.
February, you'll see. Yeah.
Oh, God, can't wait for the grand opening. That sounds like a fabulous party. Again, you're walking, you're downtown.
Mm-hmm.
It's everything's happening.
Yep.
It's just, and people are believing in the vision.
And if they follow what they do in Red Bluff, it'll be a lot of fun. There'll be things like Wine Down Wednesdays, and Friday night we'll have local performers. You know, they bring in all kinds of really
That's
cool music
news.
And, you know, just fun and hang out. And
yeah.
They're going to be partnering with Wildas for food.
Oh, God, that's great. Well,
besides, you know, the boards
yeah,
that we do.
It's right there. But so those are three big things that you've just talked about.
Uh-huh.
The fact that you're going to be doing Enjoy Label,
mm-hmm.
that's going to be Reading, and that
mm-hmm.
you're giving back to a charity. Now, will that be a monthly, or is it like quarterly, where you pick a charity?
So we have to. It'll also be driven, obviously, by what kind of proceeds we generate. You know, so you know, Rhonda cool. and the staff will have to figure all that kind of
mm-hmm.
stuff out. I mean, obviously, you hope it's successful and that, you know, we make good money mm-hmm. to give back.
It's interesting because after the car fire, I'm sure all of us went to this place of, what can we do? What can, you know, you're feeling helpless. What
right.
can we do with the, I don't know. So I think that there's been a lot of, you know, for us who are, we're digging in deeper and staying like thoughts of creativity.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you American made,
mm-hmm.
Enjoy Label, the people moving in with the beer and wine downtown. This is just great stuff. So.
Yeah. And the thing is we've had a vision for our business for the last 12 years. It's just taken us because we're such a small group, and we, you know.
There's so many things we want to do.
Yeah. And it just takes
like
time.
Just like you know.
We
time.
Get it.
And,
yeah.
And it's been 10 years, but we finally got, you know, the FCC finally opened it up so
yeah.
we could get into it. Just like,
it
you know,
takes,
it just takes
yeah.
time.
Yeah. It just takes
and
time.
And then you have to raise the money.
And
because,
money.
You know, it's,
yeah.
not,
right.
it's not cheap to do these things
right.
like
no.
you're doing. So it's just. Yeah, but it takes time, but we're happy with it.
Yeah. So that's kind of some of the stuff that's happening at the store. We've got some of our American-made products. So far, we've brought in about 11 American-made products. And funny enough, all of them are from California at this point. So the products that we have brought in that are in the American-made category are all based in California.
Okay. Well, time just flew by. I don't think that clock's right. Yes, no. But anyway.
The clock's exactly right. It's an atomic clock.
Oh, okay.
Thanks so much to Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy
Love
Magic.
You guys.
Love you too.
Thank
tomorrow,
you
know, when we talked about tomorrow, we're talking propositions in the morning about all these propositions, how to make up our mind and what that is. Everybody have a great day and remember to vote tomorrow.
The news is brought to you on KCNR at Shasta, Redding by Tobacco & Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco & Brew, open 7 days a week.